Unit 15. EQ. A lot of emphasis is put on intelligence. Many people see it as a good predictor of success. They think that smarter people have it easier. Smart people get better grades in school, have better jobs, and have all-around happier lives in general. Since it is so important, tests have been developed to measure intelligence. The most famous of these is the IQ, Intelligent Quotient Test. A range of skills are measured on the IQ test. This includes math and vocabulary, logic and reasoning, as well as understanding of space and shape. When the IQ test was first developed, people thought that it would be a sure way to tell which children had the best chance of success. But it didn't turn out that way. It is true that the IQ test can predict success in school to a certain degree, yet researchers saw many people with high IQs who were doing poorly in life. Clearly, there was some aspect of success that the IQ test did not measure. To solve the problem, researchers looked more closely at the high IQ low achievers. They found that these people had certain things in common. Most of them acted or communicated in a way that hindered their chances of success. That is, these low achievers didn't interact very well with others. The root of their problems seemed to be emotional in nature. These people had trouble recognizing their own emotions or the emotions of others. As a result, they had problems developing relationships. They also had problems adapting to changes. From this research, another test was developed to measure emotional intelligence. This test focuses on a person's EQ, emotional quotient, and this test showed interesting results. People with high emotional intelligence were found to be more successful in life than those with low EQs. This was in spite of the fact that these high achievers only had average intelligence, at least according to their IQ test.